Good morning and welcome to a new series called Around the World, where we discuss issues about our world. Today's topic is poverty. We are here with Izzy,
Natalia,
Olivia,
and Hannah.
And now we will start discussing poverty.
Okay, so some major issues of poverty are unemployment, social exclusion, extreme weather, the lack of money, overpopulation, the lack of education, and inequality.
About half of the world's population, which is 3 billion people, live on less than $2.50 a day. There's also 1.3 billion people that live in extreme poverty, which is less than $1.25 a day.
Also, right now there are 30 million children growing up poor in the world's richest countries, and I think that's kind of crazy because these kids should have the right to grow up and have the necessities they should have and like be able to have the food, shelter, and like comfort every child deserves.
And on the same topic of children, 22,000 children die because of poverty each day.
That's crazy.
That makes me want to cry, honestly.
There are some things that can, like, help poverty. Like, the UN Women allow women to get, like, paid equally, and UNICEF is, like, a big children's one, and they monitor, like, child living and help children in need, and, like, they support the treatment of children, and they give, like, money and vaccinations. Yeah. There's, like, a certain day, I don't know what it is, but, like, it's, like, on vaccination day, and like they go to like I think they go somewhere in Africa, and like every kid and person who like needs a vaccination like gets.
And then I thought we could discuss the fact that there's 80% of the world population that lives on less than $10 a day.
Yeah,
I just think that's kind of insane.
Yeah,
only 20% don't. Like,
yeah,
only 20%.
Yeah.
And also, women and children tend to be more prone to poverty than men. And we don't really know why that is, but it's really not fair, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
What are some ways that, like, everyday people can, like, help poverty? And
I think one way is to just be, like, more aware of poverty because, like, I know that I, like, don't really think about it every time I eat food or turn on a light switch or the water. Like, it's hard to believe that, like, not everybody has access to that, even, like, in our city.
Yeah, everybody kind of in America and, like, developed countries really tends to take things for granted, and they don't really think about how other people are living, and they don't really think about how difficult these, like, situations are for them, and how they don't have water, they don't have food, they don't have shelter, and
I also think, like, by helping out, like, going to a food pantry, I mean, it's also linked with, like, poverty, because by being in poverty you can't access food, and by us donating food to a pantry or even donating money, that would help a lot of people in need.
I know. With my church, we go on mission trips, and I went on one last year, and I'm going on one this year, and we just go, and we, like, help out people. We help, like, rebuild houses, and, like, do gardening, and, like, paint fences, and, like, get new flooring, and it just, like, really helps them to, like, even though, like, it's, like, kids doing it, like, we have, like, carpenters with us, and, like, it actually really helps.
Yeah.
That's cool.
For them to.
And also, a little side note. Donating food and, like, money, you could also, like, donate clothing items that you don't use anymore, that you don't wear as often, to kids who probably don't have very good clothes.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Or, like, shoes. People don't have very good shoes, and they sometimes can, like, make shoes out of plastic bottles, I've seen.
Yeah.
So donating shoes really helps.
Yeah, I also, there's a women's shelter downtown that my family has been to. And, like, we've donated, like, baby formula and, like, just baby clothes or stuffed animals that are just, like, sitting in our basement that we don't.
I also feel like just, like, going and, like, talking to them and giving them hope, like, helps them, too.
Yeah.
And,
like, not just, like, giving them physically things, but, like, giving them hope and, like, want to, like, change and, like,
like, yeah, hope for them to, like, see a future. Definitely inspires people.
Mm-hmm.